Our scripture reading today is Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you, all of you.
Let me just thank God again. I give honor to God today. I give honor to our board and our treasurers, our trustees, our elders, and our congregation. And I'm just thankful to God. I'm thankful that he is the lover of my soul. I thank him that he keeps me and he guides me and he directs me and he speaks to me. And I just give him so much praise for that. And I thank him. Truly, I thank him for his peace. And that's what I want to talk about today. His sweet peace. And that's why I had them to play, Oh Come All You Faithful. I love the line, Oh Come Let Us Adore Him. When I sing that line, it gives me such peace because it feels like it brings me into his presence to be in his presence, to adore him. And so I'm thankful Lori and Carol, they work so well together with me so that we have a theme going. And of course today our theme is peace. And that's what I just want to talk about a bit today. Just God's peace and how sweet it is. Haven't you ever been in need of peace? Have you ever been in a situation where it's like, if I could just get just a little peace, I'd be okay. I could make it if I could just have a little peace. Well, that is what Jesus came here for. That's a big part of our Advent. He came to bring us peace. And so, right now and in this holiday season, we are facing such a chaos or a chaotic world we are facing right now with darkness and wars and natural disasters and political unrest, violence and prejudice and famine and disease. And I think we could all use a little peace right now. You know, sometimes I just have to turn the TV off. I can't watch it anymore. It's just too much. I need a little bit of God's peace. We all have so many obligations. We have our family issues and there's money issues and children issues. And there's just so many things going on. But that is why Jesus came. He came to give us his sweet peace. And so I just want to share really today. I want to share some scriptures that I think will help you when in times of trouble and in times of distress, when you need peace, I believe you can call on these scriptures and that they will bless you. So the Messiah did come and it was prophesied or predicted in Isaiah 9:6. And it says, for to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given and the government will be on his shoulders and he will be called Wonderful Counselor. Hasn't he been a counselor to you? You've had to just share in the midnight hour. You've had to share and he was your counselor. He's a mighty God and he is always our mighty God. He makes ways where there seems to be no way. Everlasting Father. And for those who don't have a father or didn't have a father, he is our father. And then finally, he's the Prince of Peace, which is what we're talking about today. He is our Prince of Peace. And God, I just love him. For that, because there are so many times in my life when I just needed peace. I just needed the peace of God to come into the room. And so as we're getting started and before we go any further, I want to have you do me a favor. And this is what I had to do this morning. I woke up this morning and I was a little anxious. And I don't know why. I just was a little anxious. And so I had to call out to God. It was like 4 a.m. And I called and I said, God, I need your peace. And I felt, take a deep breath. And I did. I felt better. So that's what I want you to do today, to start this day off, to start our sermon off. I want all of you to just sit there and take a very deep breath. And then release it. And feel his presence begin to fill you with the peace. That deep breath gave me so much peace this morning, and I truly needed it. I was feeling a little anxious. I don't know why, but I just thank God for his peace, that deep breath sometimes. And it's just like breathing in his presence and then releasing and letting his presence fill you. I feel his presence today. His sweet peace is in the room. And so reach up and grab it. If you need to take another deep breath to get him filling you up with it, go ahead and do that so that you can have his peace today and you can have his peace this whole season. I know sometimes we get carried away and lost in you know, the things, the obligations that we have in the Christmas season. You know, I think of my mom, and she wanted to get every grandchild a Christmas present. And she had a lot of grandchildren. Okay. And she wasn't out going out getting them. It was me going out getting them. But that, it was that, you know, that pressure of, I want to make sure every grandchild gets what they need. That pressure of Christmas that, you know, it's not really what God came here for. He told us he's going to be our everlasting father. He's our Prince of Peace. And so we can, when it gets to be too much, take that deep breath and breathe in his presence, his sweet peace. Breathe in that sweet peace. Luke 2:12-4 is what this scripture, what Isaiah 9 and 6 was kind of predicting and was being prophesied. Luke 2:12-14 says, this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. And that is us. His favor rests on us. So we have peace. We can have peace because his favor rests on us. And I know some versions say, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill towards men. But I like that his favor rests on us. His sweet peace rests on us. When times get to be so hard and it feels like you can't make it, when you feel like you are just being pulled in so many directions, feels like you are distressed from a conversation or from a conflict, I encourage you to go back to that scripture and know his peace rests on us. Take that deep breath and breathe in the peace of God and know he didn't come for you to have distractions and distress, and he came that we might have peace. Amen. He came that we might have peace. So I think about a couple of stories I want to share. You guys know I love to share stories. I've always got something. But I've had to depend on his peace to get me through. When I was doing chemo, it was difficult to go to that chemo treatment. You know, I knew what was going to happen, and it was difficult. But before I would go, I would pray, God, let your peace rest on me. Let your peace be here as I watched her poke my, you know, put that needle in there. I said, God, let your peace be with me. And, you know, most of those sessions that I had to go through were very peaceful. I just had to seek out. I had to call him. I had to call Jesus. I need you. I need your peace because of what that represented. But his peace was there with me. And I thank God for that. And I encourage you, when you have to go through conflict, when you have to go through trying times, you know, many face sickness. Many of us face sickness, either with ourselves or with a loved one. That gets difficult sometimes to go through that, those situations. But God's peace, his sweet peace, will rest on you. All you have to do is call on him. Call his name, Jesus. It's just that simple. And my second story is my mom's. It's her testimony, but I tell it because I can. Amen. Because she told it to us quite often. But it's a story of peace. And many of us I know have gone through this. This is before she was pastoring, and she, there was conflict at church. She was an evangelist at the time, and there was a conflict that occurred, and I'm not sure, I can't remember exactly what it was, but I know that it distressed her, and she came home, and you know how we get that, you know, how the enemy will have you. I should have said this, and next time, and when I get back there, I am going to tell her this, and I'm going to tell every last one, I'm going to tell them all off when I get back to that church. And you know, really, who's going to go to the church and tell everyone off, you know? But when the enemy is in your ear, and she would describe it like, you know, in the cartoons when there's a good angel on this side and there's a bad angel, that's what she described it as. She said, and she was in the kitchen, and one was saying, yep, when you get back there, you tell them off. You tell them they have no right to treat you like that. And then there's one telling her, no, that's not God. That is not what God would do, you know. And so she had that battle until it got to be unbearable. It was just unbearable. And she said, I said, Jesus, she said, and I felt it break. His peace overtook her. The peace of God, literally just with the name of Jesus, his peace overtook her. And so I want to encourage you. There's some power in the name of Jesus. There's power in that. And it's our hope. That, and our hope that we talked about last week, that thrill of hope that Jesus is here to give us peace. And so when you're in that distress, when you're sitting maybe at the bedside of someone you love, or when you are hearing news from the doctor, call on Jesus. He gives you that peace. He will give you that peace. And that leads me to Philippians 4, 6 through 7. And I love this scripture. I have to depend on this scripture a lot. Just in trying to do God's will, what I hope is his will. Sometimes I'm feeling like, oh, I'm not doing it. I'm not living up to it. But he's called us at this time. Amen. And so this is the scripture that he gives me a lot, to stop worrying and driving myself crazy, but knowing that I'm walking in what he's given me to do. So Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Amen. Literally, his peace will guard your heart and your mind. And his peace is beyond all of our understanding. We can't understand. I don't understand how, when I was going through chemo, how I had such peace. But I knew God was with me. I knew he had me right in the palm of his hand, and that he was going to bring me out, that I wasn't going to fall to that. At that time, I wasn't going to fall to that disease. God had a plan for my life. Amen. And so I knew his peace just surrounded me. And so it was beyond my understanding. Have you had an experience like that, where you were going through something, you couldn't rest, you didn't know what it was, but all of a sudden, God's peace just said, I've got you. I'm going to take care of this. I have you right in the palm of my hand. I'm not going to let you fail. I'm not going to let this hurt you. Have you ever felt that? Do you have a memory of that? I know you do. I know you do, because you all love God and you're in his presence. In his presence, there's nothing like it, being in his presence. And so I was thinking, I had someone to share with me not long ago the same thing. And she said, I didn't sleep all night. I was up thinking and worrying about a conversation that I had. And now I know we've all been through that. I have that. I have so many stories about that, of just worrying about something someone said to me, something someone did, and I couldn't let it go, and I couldn't rest. And that's what this lady had shared with me. And she said, it just worried me all night. And then finally, I had to say, this is in God's hands. And truly, that's where his peace comes in. It's in his hands. There's nothing we can do about what someone says about us, or about what someone thinks about us. That's their opinion. Amen. Truly, that's their opinion. And boy, do we give a lot of time to that. But no, God's sweet peace says, don't worry about that. I've got you. It doesn't matter what their opinion is. It's what my opinion is. His opinion of us is that we are the love of his life. Amen. He loves us so wonderfully. He says, I love you with an everlasting love. That's what the word says about us, about God's love for us. One of the words says, what is he that he's so mindful of us? He loves us so. So does it really matter what people say? It really doesn't. It's hard. It's hard when you hear someone saying something that's not nice, or criticizing things that you do, but it doesn't matter. God's sweet peace is what's important. God's sweet peace is what covers us, even in those times when we feel distressed, and that someone is saying something, or that maybe even when you feel distressed that you didn't do the right thing, or maybe you didn't say the right thing. Even still, his sweet peace will comfort you, knowing that he doesn't hold that against you. God is not, he's not keeping count of what he loves us. He loves us. He doesn't hold those things against you. I had an experience just recently with someone who was getting ready to have surgery. And, I could feel it so strongly in my spirit. She was afraid that she wouldn't make it through because of all the things she'd done in the past. And I had to remind her that God doesn't hold that. He doesn't hold those things accountable. He's not going to wait until you're in surgery to say, well, you did this and you did this, and I'm not going to bring you through now. No, he loves us so much. And that's where his peace comes in. And I just thank him. I feel his spirit, his peace so strongly here this morning. I feel that just that sweet peace in the room. And so I want to leave you with just a couple of scriptures as I'm closing out. But the first is Psalms 4 and 8. For those who have a hard time resting because your mind is so full of everything that's going on, but you would like to just sleep and know that God has you. You'd like to have that peace that comes from a good night's sleep, knowing that you're sleeping right in the arms of the Lord, that he has you. And that's Psalms 4 and 8. And it says, in peace, I lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. You can rest assured. You can sleep. and rest. You know why? Because the word says he never slumbers or sleeps. Amen. He's taking care of us. So why do we both need to be awake all night? You know, if God doesn't slumber and sleep, I'm going to go ahead and take my rest. Amen. And let God take care of me. So I just thank God for that. So keep that in your spirit. He never slumbers or he's taking care of you. So you go ahead and rest, knowing that he's going to supply the need. He's going to take care of you. He has you right in the palm of his hand. And there's nothing, no good thing will he withhold from you. You can have his sweet peace. And then finally, I want to leave you with this scripture as a blessing. As I said, I think I shared with you all last week, what I really loved about Oral Roberts University is before each class, they would bless us. And then at the end of each class, they would bless us. And that just to me was just so marvelous because I'd never gone to Christian school before. I'd always gone to secular universities. And so to me, to have them, you know, to give me God's blessing as I was going, you know, as I was going on to my next class was just amazing to me. And so I want to give you a blessing of peace today. As you go through this Christmas holiday, as you go through this season, and all of the cares that may come up as you go through this season, I want to wish you peace. And so 2 Thessalonians 3:16 says, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. And I pray that for you all. I pray. And if you don't mind, I'm going to read it one more time, only because I want you to receive it. It's his sweet peace. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times. That's everywhere you go, everything you're doing, that you would always walk in God's peace. And in every way that you need peace. If it's peace of mind, if it's peace of body, whatever it is, in every way that you need peace, I pray peace over you. The Lord be with all of you today and the rest of this Christmas season and always. I pray that you have that peace that surpasses all understanding. Now let's pray. Lord, I thank you today. I thank you, God, for your sweet peace. I thank you, Lord, that you sent Jesus, God, to bring peace for us, that he would bring and be our peace and be our wonderful counselor, be our everlasting Father. I thank you, God. I thank you that you loved us so. I give you so much praise today, God. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. And then, Lord, I pray today for those here who are in attendance, Lord, that you would give them peace, that they would begin to walk in your peace. And Lord, that they would even begin to share that you are a God of peace with those who they see in need of peace. We thank you for it, God. And then I pray for a healing for each and every one, God. I pray for spiritual healing. I pray for physical healing. I pray, God, for mental healing. I just ask, God, that you let your healing virtues flow from the top of their bodies to the very soles of their feet. And we give you, God, all of the praise, honor, and glory. You are so worthy. You're so worthy, God. We love you. We honor you. We adore you. You're such a wonderful God. I thank you today, Lord, for your spirit of peace that's filling this room, God. Let it go home with each and every last one of us. We thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.